of our line here in the studio, David Jenkins, is with us. He's president of the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. Long name, David. Tell us all about it.
Well, yeah, we're basically what the name says. We're an organization of conservatives. We have about 20,000 members, 6,000 in Florida, who are all conservatives who really care about stewardship and protecting our, you know, our environment and natural resources, but doing it in a conservative way.
Okay. Well, you know, at least during this time, with the pandemic and all the things that are going on, there's a lot of things changes. What are some of the areas that you're concerned about for our future?
Well, one of the big things is, of course, climate change, and it affects you guys in Florida more than perhaps anyone else. Everything from your drinking water supplies to agriculture, to storms and so forth,
sure.
Heat waves. You know, there was a time when the notion of trying to address climate change, everybody thought that was going to raise their electricity rates. And so a lot of people on the conservative side or the Republican side, if you're doing politics, they were reluctant because, you know, they didn't want to do things that would raise the power costs. The thing is that now we're in a different situation because the energy market has changed so much that the cleanest sources of energy are now the cheapest. And so you can lower your electricity bills and fight climate change at the same time. So you can work with the market. And, you know, we like the idea of leveraging the market to solve problems as opposed to what a lot of times you see on the left where they figure out their solutions and don't really consider the market as much.
Hey, we just had a call on our office line. Somebody wanted us to ask you this morning, what about all of a sudden the big changes and we're driving less in gas prices? Is that one
area? Yeah, we saw that happen really big time over the past year. The price of oil went down because, you know, supply and demand. We had a glut of supply. Nobody was cutting back on their production. And yet people weren't driving as much, right? So you had a steep drop in demand and a continued high supply. So there was one time last year where the prices of a barrel of oil went below zero. You know, it was actually in negative territory. And so, I mean, those prices have rebounded some, but between the lingering effects of the pandemic and electrification of our highways, which is going faster than people think, all the national semi truck manufacturers are building electric semi trucks because they find them cheaper to operate and cheaper to fuel. And so when the semi truck industry goes electric, and General Motors, I think, as I said, they're going to be all electric by 2032 or something like that. All that electrification is depressing demand for oil. So that actually led the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell to say that he believes that the price of oil is going to be lower forever. In other words, that it's never going to get much above $50 a barrel. It's going to stay in that low 50 territory. So that's a great thing for people who drive and like low gas prices. It's a horrible thing for the oil and gas industry in the United States because the type of drilling they do, they really have to have that oil price up above 50 to make a profit.
Okay. Now, we just got another call. What can somebody in New Smyrna Beach or right here in Volusia County do to help your organization, be a part of your organization, or find out more about your organization?
Well, go to our website at www.conservativestewards.org, easy to remember, there's a link right there. You can sign up. It doesn't cost anything. You can be on our mailing list, get our alerts, and we send out alerts that will tie you in directly to your state legislator or your member of Congress, and we can you know, help you communicate with them and make sure that your voice is being heard.
Okay, David, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning. I've learned more in the last 3-4 minutes that we've been on the air than I really understood before. And I guess it's one of those areas when you're busy doing this and doing that, you really don't worry about it, but you need to know about it, and you need to know where it might go if we don't do something, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Have a good time. Is there a phone number that somebody can call you or your organization at? Somebody just
It's on the website. You go there, you'll get all that information.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, David. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
There he goes. David Jenkins.